This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and, like, here are the people on the panel, so I'm, like, taking pot shots at Brian Brown. Because, like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you, because no.
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, all right. Let's have a Monday, everyone. That really doesn't have the same ring as, like, Friday or Saturday.
No.
Sunday. Really, I think days of the week, it's probably the lowest rated. Let's have a Monday.
If you say let's have a Monday, it feels like a threat.
Let's have a Monday, like, go back to bed. What do you want to do here, Bulldog? What's your plan? Let's have a Monday. Let's have a draft week. Let's have a radio show. There you go. That's more the spirit. I am the Bulldog. Glad to be here. You heard Zach Jones already. Mike is out today. It is draft week. And is there a more stark reminder of, I mean, a few things come to mind, thinking about the draft in general. But I roll in here today in between, you know, North Buffalo and here, you know, 12-minute drive maybe, depending on traffic. I miss Zach Wilson getting traded from the Jets to the Broncos. Is there a more stark reminder of there's a few things. A, the crapshoot that the NFL draft is for all the time and energy that we pour into it, that we spend talking to people who pour their professional lives into it. Zach Wilson. They even had to throw in a seventh to get a sixth round pick back from the Denver Broncos. That's second overall pick in 2021, Zach Wilson. I know I've seen him play. I am not surprised that his market value is brutal as it is, but it is stark. The other thought I have, you know, aside from, you know, we're about to embark on our last 4 days of conjecture, and I mean, we'll continue to have opinions about what teams do, and especially the Bills do in the draft. But so the crapshoot nature of it is one piece, because I'm looking at the 2021 draft. The quarterbacks in particular, it's just tough. Trevor Lawrence is first overall, and that's on track, but he's not taken the step yet. The most promising it looked was at the end of the season before last, which had a lot of us think, okay, here comes year three Josh Allen boost, you know, turbo button, Trevor Lawrence. And that really did not happen last year for him and the Jaguars. It's Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields. A lot of the other picks are real nice. The receivers at the top, Ja'Marr Chase, Jaylen Waddle, nice. Defensive players, J.C. Horn, Pat Surtain, nice. There's Devontae Smith, 10th overall, all good. Man, the quarterbacks, what a disaster. So the other thing that, you know, comes to mind, aside from the obvious randomness of it and just how bad it can be if you pick a guy where the Jets pick Zach Wilson and 3 years later you're trading him for nothing, is thank God for Josh Allen. thank God. Heavens! Thank you, heavens. Yeah, because the Bills aren't on that merry-go-round and haven't been on that merry-go-round since they nailed the Josh Allen pick in 2018. And, you know, admittedly, that wasn't obvious and apparent right away. There was a ramping up period. But by year two, he's in the playoffs with the Bills. By year three, he's an MVP candidate, and there's no looking back. So, that should provide you some peace and rest, I hope. A reminder every now and then to not take for granted how hard it can be to nail that down. I mean, even that draft that the Bills landed Josh Allen in, I mean, look above Josh Allen in that draft. There's wreckage. There's journeyman, and that's it. You gotta get all the way down to Lamar Jackson at the end of the first round to find someone who can run with Josh. I mean, you know, Darnold and Baker Mayfield are, you know, in the league still. Josh Rosen isn't. I mean, it's hard. Newsflash, it's hard. And maybe the hardest of all is to nail down quarterback. So, count your blessings on Josh Allen. And just a reminder, as Zach Wilson gets dealt for a sixth-round pick to the Denver Broncos, I can't wait to see what the Broncos have in mind or in store at quarterback with that addition now. I often do this when we can be together or not, but Mike happens to be out today. It comes to mind, like, if I'm doing this job, if we're doing this show in Denver, how are we doing today? Does Zach Wilson mean I'm not going to reach for Bo Nix? Or what? Like, what does it mean? Is it meaningful at all? I'm going to go with no. I'm gonna go with it's not meaningful at all. He maybe replaces, who do they have, the Dallas guy that played one game?
Ben DiNucci.
Sure. He's there, so maybe it's not a great day for Ben DiNucci. I might guess. Jarrett Stidham, Zach Wilson. I mean, I don't know. Throw a Bo Nix log on the fire, Sean Payton. Have at it. Anyway, that's just like a general observation to start the day. Poll up at my Twitter feed, X feed, whatever. I mean, since the Bills traded Stephon Diggs a couple of weeks ago now, this has been the conversation. One way, shape, or form, it's been the conversation. So, like, we can make all sorts of efforts to dress it up and make it sound like our intent is different than it is any other day, but really, we're trying to solve the Bills' wide receiver room problem? Maybe you don't think they have a problem. I'm not even sure I would say they have a problem, because they have a ready-made day and weekend to help fill in the holes that they have in their receiver room. I hope we agree that they have holes. They have needs there. It seems like the most glaring need on the team going into the 2024 draft. So how to proceed, right? We already were hot and bothered for a receiver before Diggs gets traded. Now Diggs gets traded, you're looking at 150 or more targets from last year that have gone. And we know what the Bills have done to supplement that. And I don't think it's a whole lot. Mac Hollins is not an every down wide receiver in the NFL. Curtis Samuel's a nice player. He's had exactly one season above 700 yards, and you got to go back a ways for that. So you're not talking about someone who you should be counting on to, fill the void of the number one spot on this team in Samuel. You know, I think he'll be a piece of the puzzle, as will the rookie or rookies that they bring in, or the veteran that they go trade for. To me, like, all options are still on the table, and there's been no movement. Not that that's a surprise. I was expecting this to carry into, really, Thursday night at some point, and we'll be, you know, maybe some of you will be on alert as soon as we get to the Chargers or the Giants picks. I might be waiting until the Bears are on the clock at 9 to see if there's a move there by the Bills. But either way, we know what the options are in case you need them repeated. They are what? Stay where you are and pick the best guy that comes. And there's a lot to be said for that. If Brandon Bean is sitting in his office right now thinking about how much he loves 4 or 5 or 8 of these receivers in this draft, that and thinks that they can be a part of the solution here for the Bills, then sitting at 28 and filling the hole that way sounds like a great idea to me. It's generally, to me, I've had 5 or 6 different favorite ideas as far as guys go, receivers go. And I am mostly at just get one. You know, just decide which guys you like and make your pick. All right. Hopefully some of them are available to you when they get there. I think that's a lot of fans, right? You know, just hang on. There's a lot of talent there, and you shouldn't have to pay extra in a year where there's this much talent. The trick to me with that approach comes in with the urgency that I think Bean created himself and that the Bills created themselves when they made the decision to trade Stephon Diggs. Sitting back, again, the note here that should be remembered is if Bean loves 10 of these guys, then there's no reason to worry about doing anything. But if he, and I would suspect that that's not the case, As talent rich as it appears from from 100 mile view, like, oh, look at all these receivers, they're big and they're fast and they're 40 times and okay, I doubt that he's, you know, they're all created equal to him. So they have a clear need, and how do you address it? I know how I am, and I feel like Bean has admitted as much that, yeah, sure. I want to be practical. I want to do the smart thing. I want to give myself as many chances at getting this right and filling out my roster as I can. And trading up, even trading way up, is a great way to step in it. I'm going to give up extra assets, premium assets at that. If you're talking about going all the way up to the Bears at 9, you're talking about next year's 1, an extra 2, and probably something else. Maybe a 4 thrown in. So 2 1s, a 2nd, and a 4th to go get Rome Odunze. The way that I am, and the way I think Bean is about the draft, is he develops, I don't know, crushes make it sound a little amateurish, but he's got guys he likes. He said as much last week. I like to go to bed Thursday night knowing I got the guy I wanted. Right. So, and even like admitted, sure, there's probably room to criticize me for being aggressive in that way. But, you know, this is how I do it. And he admits, you know, I like my head to hit the pillow knowing I got the guy I wanted. I'm not going to have any regrets that I didn't do what I needed to do to get the guy that we and I really targeted. So I'm the same way. I'm going to give you the speech because, you know, Mike's not here to do it, about keeping your picks. And I don't need, what I need is more darts. Right, I don't need to change necessarily where I'm standing. I can throw from the legal line. Just give me extra shots, and I will increase my chances of hitting a bullseye or, you know, the triple I need to close out this match of darts. Does darts matches or anyway? Like, I get all that. I respect all that. I want to be like that. My problem is I'm the guy that shows up and goes, yeah, but that guy, I love that guy. Why, really, that's the guy I need. I really want that guy. How much does it cost? Okay, I have all that. There's enough money in the account. I can do it. I've got I've got the assets to make this happen. And man, I'm really going to like that. So got to go do it. That's how I get. All right. So I have some room to not like just go to town on pounding on a GM, Brandon Bean in this case, who operates similarly. I get seduced by the shiny, exciting thing. Even as I'm sitting here looking at a draft board from 2021 littered with massive quarterback misses by the Jets and the 49ers, and as it turns out, the Bears, I'm still sitting here. Quarterback's different than receiver. You know what? I'm seeing Jamar Chase, and I'm seeing Jalen Waddle, and I'm seeing Devontae Smith up there in the top 10. I'm going, yeah, none of those guys missed. Don't get me one of them. That's what I need. And so that's my my temptation is that. I'm not telling you that it's the best way to go about it. I think it is the best way to give yourself the best shot at the best player. Although I know there are plenty of guys who get drafted beyond that that turn out great. The main guy the Bills are trying to replace here is Stephon Diggs, and he was a fifth round pick. So, you know, it comes in all shapes and sizes. So what's your preferred route here? The big bold trade up, the moderate trade into Brian Thomas Juniorville, which is, you know, maybe the teens, stay put. I didn't have room on the Twitter poll for a fifth choice, which would be trade back. I guess I could have mixed trade back into stay put. But, you know, trade back, I get a lot. There's a lot of that. And, you know, I'm over here. I'm nodding. I'm listening. Sounds like a really good idea. But the further I get from the top guys, the more I worry about it. So I would have a very hard time. I'm going to have a very hard time staying put, let alone it coming to my turn and me going, give me 40. I'll get on out of here and you can come up here and I'll just watch Kansas City and Baltimore pick receivers at the end of the first round. And then I'll wait till Friday. Cause you know, it's not that big. I'm fine. I know what I'm doing. I'm smart. Okay. I mean, thoughts and prayers. I hope that works for you. I'd be way too tense to that. The Bills do that. I don't know that I'll sleep Thursday night, let alone if I was in charge and I did that. I mean, I don't even know. I don't know. You know, how do you get there? Well, you know, there's a run on these guys before you, like last year. There wasn't as deep a pool last year, but still, bing, 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 bing. We know what happened last year right before the Bills were getting ready to pick. Four receivers went right in a row just ahead of them, you know, close enough, in the 20s. So that's how you end up getting out of there. It's like, well, there's nothing left that I like here, and so I got to go down. And, you know, you get paid for that. You know, you'll get extra stuff, and that has merit. Just because I didn't include it in the poll doesn't mean that I, you know, don't respect the idea in theory. I know myself, I have a very hard time staying patient, staying down in a spot like that, because I'm just thinking about what it could look like if I got this super red hot, I want to say can't miss, but right, you never know. Super talent to pair with Josh Allen and just, okay, yeah, I know I need other stuff. I'll find my way to other stuff. I'm the worst person you want loose on the car lot with your credit card or your checkbook. I'm not the guy that's to be trusted. I'm going to fall for the sales pitch. You're going to flash me something shiny and tell me about some really cool option that this one has that is, you know, factory direct and only in 100 models. And I go, I never knew I really needed a car with that in it, but okay, that sounds great. I'm that guy. No, I'm telling you, I'm a sucker. That's basically what I'm telling you. But that's just being honest, just being real. What do you think, man? What do you want to do? We've got a few days left here between now and Thursday night to kind of pour over it. And I'd love to hear some input and some calls. I know maybe it's getting repetitive at some point, but this is our lot. We've got, again, 4 days left to figure out how best to proceed to fill in what is currently a wide receiver room that needs some talent thrown in. They just do not have a contending NFL wide receiver room right now. So, veteran trade is still an idea that's out there. Love, I'm gonna have to at some point do the work that is required to free myself of the kind of nonsense that like people I know, accounts I follow, like, oh, here's a retweet of a report that's clearly not real about a Justin Jefferson trade. You know what? You're off the island. I can't have you throwing that into my feed and me wasting even 30 seconds of my life. I see. That's stupid, and not that that idea is. I mean, there's an idea. That's a massive idea. Should cost you a ton. I hate I know fake news, right? But, and it's only football, but it just annoys me. 803-0550 is the number. I probably should have said that 20 minutes ago. Note to self, when you're hanging out by yourself doing a radio show without your usual co-host, give the phone number. 803-0550 is the number you want to get in. We'll pour over a lot of this with Sal Capaccio, who will be my guest at 4 o'clock. Also talk about the AFC East and just the rest of the draft and the quarterbacks, and it's all just getting really interesting. It always is, and we're coming down the stretch here again with it being draft week. Back end of the show, Paul Hamilton will join me. We'll pour over what has happened so far in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We got six series in, six home teams, six favorites all winning. We got a couple of more series that get going tonight and a couple others that will play game twos. So we'll, and of course the Sabres are looking for a head coach. So we got a lot to talk about with Paul, and that'll wait until 6 o'clock. 803-0550, as I say, is the number. Let's fire it up. Tom is first up this segment. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. Good to talk to you. Hey, I'm super excited about the draft, and I have to admit, I have been all over the place about what we should do with the pick. Last week, I was as recently as last week, I was thinking we should trade up into the top 10. Mm-hmm. As I get closer to the exam, or get closer to this final exam, if you will, of the draft itself, my thought is, let's stay put. Let's get a player at 28 that can come in and do some damage. Let's grab the highest ranked guy that Bean likes, and then let's get our other needs. If it was another year, Bulldog, if we were in this position, let's say last year, when we didn't have so many players that had exited, I might be more inclined to go up and be aggressive. But because of where we are as a team right now, I'm thinking, stay where we are, draft the best receiver that is available at 28, and then fill our other needs with those other picks and not give anything up.
It's a very practical approach, Tom. We're kind of the opposite, because the closer what I've just admitted is the closer we get to it, the more eager I am to spend and to be aggressive. And I admire this about you, that you've been kind of all over the board with ideas, go up to the top 10. But as you get closer, you get more, I don't know, more practical, more responsible, I guess is a way to put it. And I'm telling you, I'm the opposite. You don't want me anywhere near the keys. I'll burn through it all. you just give me the chance. You just watch. I hope that the draft unfolds in a way that they can manage to do that. I guess we just won't know until it begins. If you're not on edge with every pick beyond like five in this thing, waiting to hear the little sound or see the logos change on the screen or whatever, however you're taking the draft in, you just wait like, whoa, right? Just excuse me. I think that it is going to make this first round, I think, really tense for fans, because I think you're just going to be from five on sort of, okay, is this the trade? And if here comes a trade. Is it? No, it's Minnesota going up to get J.J. McCarthy. Good luck with that or whatever. Should be a blast. We're talking about the draft. Go figure. 803-0550 is the number you want to get in on the conversation. Big, bold trade up, moderate trade up, trade for a veteran, give him the big contract, stay put, trade back. These are your options. We know who some of the prospects are. We're talking about all of it and will be for the balance of the week. 803-0550, again, is the number. Mike is out today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog. Thanks for tuning in to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.